delighted to see that 500,000 has been allocated to Sligo in, from NTA regarding bus shelters across the county. So my motion was calling to see exactly where were we with this. Now I want to thank Sligo County Council because they are running out the scheme at present and the tie all areas in. And I raised a couple of issues, like you have the Ballintore to Kilross Ballygawley route. Would they be included in this first round of funding? You have Colooney, you have the likes of Killarney and Ballysadare. This means there's, we have bus shelters in Colooney, but we need bus shelters on the Barrack Road. We also need disabled access in all our towns and villages that people who are in wheelchairs or anything else, they also are able to use the service. So there's a wide range of here of works that's going to be carried out over the next number of months here in the county. And I suppose it's trying to get an input on it. We have the likes of Maharau down there where there's six buses coming in, yet there's no bus stop or no bus shelter. So it's a safety issue of it as well. We have the N15 where the local link travels along that road. There's only certain parts that can pull in. So people aren't getting the full value of the bus service.
And there has been a lot of good work in terms of adding all these new routes to the area. But like you're saying, it's very important as well to just not rest on any laurels and to look for improvements where improvements are needed.
Oh, that's for sure. Look, as I say, the whole idea of having your local link running your service and that is that we have a bus shelter in all our major towns and villages, and that any village, does you mean, where a bus goes through, that there is a dedicated bus stop and if at all possible a shelter put in them as well. I use the local link bus, the Killarney local link bus, on regular occasions at the weekend. It's a brilliant service, and as I say, but to tie it all together, that's what we need now. We often see here young pupils going back to school now in the middle of winter, no bus shelters for them standing under. Which means it's not a lot of money to put up some sort of a decent bus shelter for them. And as always, it says something about a town or a village when you come into it as well, and you see this this vital infrastructure now in it, where you see your bus shelter and your bus stop. So I'll be pressing on to make sure that we get more of these into our areas.